Verse 16. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Jesus said to them, My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them this answer, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Verse 25, I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has come now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself, and I can do nothing, I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me.
5章16节 所以犹太人逼迫耶稣, 因为他在安息日做了这事。 耶稣就对他们说, 我父做事直到如今, 我也做事。 所以犹太人越发想要杀他, 因他不但犯了安息日, 并且称神为他的父, 将自己和神当作平等。 耶稣对他们说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 只凭着自己不能做什么, 唯有看见父所做的, 子才能做, 父所做的事, 子也照样做。 21节, 父怎么样叫死人起来, 使他们活着, 子也照样随自己的意思, 使人活着。 父不审判什么人, 乃将审判的事全交于子, 叫人都尊敬子, 如同尊敬父一样。 26节, 因为父怎么样在自己有生命, 就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命, 并且因为他是人子, 就赐给他行审判的权柄。 你们不要把这事看作稀奇。是了，我们读了这一整大段的这个经文，我们觉得很稀奇，不知道耶稣要讲什么。
As we read these passages, we are amazed and we are not sure what Jesus is trying to say here.
这是相当困难的一段圣经。
It is a difficult passage.
我又要讲小辉牧师了。
And I'm going to say something about Reverend 小辉。
当年我们在讲约翰福音的时候，是由我负责排经文。
When we were talking about the Gospel of John in the past, I was the one in charge of arranging the who to give which sessions.
但每次我把这种呢，我认为在一堂道里面没有办法讲清楚的经文，都把它跳过去。
And then those passages which I find difficult to complete in one sermon, I would skip them.
那么小辉牧师呢，就找了过去的，他说：“过去你没有讲这个，现在要讲。”
But Reverend Xiaohui says, you didn't say this in the past, so we have to talk about this now.
那么今天我要借助这段经文耶稣所说的，所表达出来的。
And through these words that Jesus says today and expressed,
我要把大家的注意力放在一个重点。
I want to put everyone's attention to be focused on this point.
就是坚持。
And that is to persist.
这刚好也是我们新的一年的开始。
And today is also just the beginning of the new year.
我想你对今年有很多一些的想法，一些计划。
Perhaps you have many plans for the coming year.
你有没有想过能够做到吗？能够做成吗？
Have you thought whether you are able to accomplish these?
可能你也正在进行了。
Maybe you've already started.
那么坚持得下去吗？
And are you able to persevere?
还是有些觉得说我还不知道是什么事，今年我应当要 一定要做的。
And perhaps some may feel that, oh, I'm at a loss what I need to accomplish this year.
我看看啊，看我的朋友怎么样，或者是看怎么样啊，我就看着走吧。
I'll see how it goes and see how what my friends do, and then I'll take it along the way.
可能没有什么东西要去坚持的。
Maybe there's nothing that I need to insist on.
不管是有东西要坚持的，或是没什么东西坚持的。
There may be something that we need to work on or not.
让我们今天看，在这一件事情上，我们的主耶稣到底表达了什么？
Let's see in this matter what our Lord Jesus says today.
什么是坚持？
What does it mean to persevere?
他坚持什么？
What does he want to persist on?
他怎么样坚持？
And how does he do it?
他为什么要坚持？
And why does he want to do it?
那么让我们从我们的主的身上来学习，来看到这样一件事。
Let's learn from our from Jesus.
当然，最后我不会企图说给一个大家都能够用的一个很具体的一个方案。
Perhaps I will not be able to give you a very complete practical formula.
但是我却要提醒大家说，当我们处在这种坚持的这个状况的时候。
But I want to remind everyone that when we in such a state to persist in something,
不要忘记主耶稣常常会在你的面前给你力量，成为你的帮助。
Do not forget that Jesus is always there to be your strength and give you help.
也就是说，我的重点就是要把你带到耶稣在坚持这样的事情上面呢，把你带到他面前来。
And my the point I'm trying to make is that in things that you are trying to persist in, Jesus is there to for.As a strength for you.
而不是我在教你怎么样坚持。
And not that I'm teaching you how to do certain things.
而让我们大家都一起到主的面前，一直不断的把这个事情放在我们的前面。
And let us all come before our Lord to put these important things before Him.
也让圣灵常常因着耶稣的坚持帮助我们去坚持。
So that the Holy Spirit, because of the persistence through Jesus, is also able to help us.
让我们再回到这个经文的本身。
And let's come back to the passage.
在前面那三节，你就看到一个非常严重的事情发生。那为什么会这样呢？
In the first three verses, we see something very serious, and we wonder why is it so?
为什么耶稣自己的同胞、宗教领袖、犹太人要杀他呢？
Why is it that the people, the Jews, Jesus' own people, want to kill him over, and the religious leaders too?
这些人本来应该是跟他站在一起的嘛。
They should be on the same front as him.
因为他们同样都是相信上帝的。
Because they all believe in God.
耶稣一直讲说，我的天父。
Jesus says, my Father in heaven.
这个就是犹太人宗教领袖所敬拜的耶和华上帝，他们是一样的。
And this is the God the Jews worship, Yahweh the God.
但是为什么竟然成为一个矛盾，成为一个冲突
？But why is this a source of conflict?
那么事情就跟前面第五章开始的事情分不开。
And this has to do with things happening in the earlier part of chapter 5.
如果你自己慢慢看一下那段经文。
If you look the passages before this,
原来是在一个安息日，有一天叫做安息日。
Because it turns out that on the Sabbath day, a day of rest.
那么耶稣主动的呢，去叫一个38年来呢的一个瘫子呢。这个起来走
，because Jesus proactively healed a person who couldn't walk and helped him to walk.
你说这个是很好的事啊。
You say this is a very positive thing.
一个人三十八年病了不能动，那么他已经都不期待说会有人可以帮助他了。
This person has not been able to walk for 38 years, and now somebody is able to help him.
为什么反而变成耶稣的杀身之祸
？Why has this become a source a point of contention for Jesus?
这里呢，我们再回到十八节那段经文。
Here we return to verse 18.
这里说，因为他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
The verse in chapter 5, verse 18. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
因为这样子呢，这个犹太人、犹太宗教领袖呢。要对付耶稣。
Because of this, the Jews and the Jewish leaders wanted to harm Jesus.
这样的事情对我们非犹太人来讲，我们很难了解的。
For us non-Jews, this is difficult to understand.
只要我们看到说有这个神迹出现，应该是一个很好的事情。
As long as we see miracles happening, we say this must be a good thing.
当然，这个人又可以行神迹，他一定是不是一个普通的人。
And the person who can create miracles, he must be an unusual person.
甚至我们说他应该可以把他当作神，我们可以把他当作神来看。
And we should be able to see him as good as a deity.
但是犹太人不是这样想。
But this is not what the Jews see.
犹太人不会这样想。
And the Jews do not see it this way.
所以这里我们稍微要了解这一部分，那我们才有办法了解耶稣的整个问题。
And here we have to understand their thinking so that we can understand what happened subsequently.
也同时了解耶稣本身的困难。
And we also understand the difficulties that Jesus faces.
那么耶稣需要坚持什么呢？
And what does Jesus have to insist on?
他需要坚持说他跟上帝是一样的。
He has to insist that he is the same as God the Father.
这个在犹太人当中，你是注定呢要失败，也注定要死的。
In the eyes of the Jews, this is certain to be a source of failure and death.
所以这边你可以站在主耶稣的侧法，想象你是站在主耶稣的那个情形，你去想去面对那种困难。
And here you put yourself in the person of Jesus, and you can understand how he is, what he's feeling.
可能在你现在的生活里面，
perhaps in your life now,
你也是有一些事情你需要坚持。
There are certain things that you have to insist.
然后你发现到说，别人是不容易了解，不容易体谅。
And you find that the people around you may not be able to understand you.
可能你的丈夫、你的妻子、你的下属、你的同事，可能都没有办法。一下子能够体谅跟明白。
Perhaps it is your spouse or your employer or employee who at that point in time just cannot understand why you must insist on this.
当然我们讲的这些要坚持的东西是对的，是好的。
Of course, we are talking about things that are good and positive here.
尤其是这些是对的，是好的。
And especially if they are right.
然后别人又不能够体谅，又不能够明白，不能够了解，你在做的时候又很多的误会，甚至很多的这个攻击。
And the people around you cannot understand howthis and then they start attacking you and they disagree with you.
我想我们都会觉得非常的辛苦。
And perhaps we'll feel the difficulties and the headwinds.
你把这样的一个情形放大到几百倍。
And when you magnify this several hundred times,
你重新再回到耶稣的身上来看。
And you come back to the person of Jesus and you look.
他要坚持他跟上帝一样。
He had to insist that he is on equal footing as God.
一样什么呢？
Equal as what?
又不是说只是普通哦，他是神。
No, it's not just that. Oh, because he's God.
不是这样子而已。
Not only this.
你小心读十九章一直到三十章，它里面有几个很具体的事情的。
When you look carefully from verse 19 to 30,
yeah.
There are a few concrete things.
首先，耶稣讲了大概有三件事至少。
He says at least three things.
他说
，He says
上帝做的。我也做。
What the Father is doing, I'm also doing.
这个叫做我跟上帝一样。
This is means I'm the same as him.
第二
，Number two，
上帝是赐生命的，我也是能够赐生命的。
God gives life, and I am also able to give life.
在二十六节那一段。
In verse 26。
然后接下来更加严重的，他们肯定听不进去的。上帝是审判的主，我也是审判主。
And something even more serious that perhaps the Jews will have even more difficulty accepting. He says, God judges the people, and I am also has authority to judge.
这个叫做他跟上帝一样。
This means he is the same as God.
而这三方面呢，犹太人肯定没有一样可以接受。
And all these three, the Jews will not be able to accept any of them.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你是人。
Because you are a person.
你只是人类。
You are just a human being.
你现在就是肉身在我们面前就是人而已。
You are flesh and blood standing before us, a person.
那你说人也有可能可以是神，或者是人也可能是成为神的嘛？
Are you saying that a person can become God as the same as God?
我没有，人，我是说，人也可以是成为神的嘛？
That a person...is able to become God.
在犹太人的观念里面 ，no， 没有这种想法，不允许有这种想法。
Such thinking does not exist in the Jewish mind.
在罗马人，在希腊人，在我们这一些非这个，我们可以接受说有一个人，他好像不单单只是人，他可以，甚至他可以是变成神，或者说他可以提升到神。
In the Jew, for the Romans and the Greeks and us,
even
us non-Jews, we can perhaps have this concept that a person can eventually change to become God-like or God.
我们可以把人神化。
We can make a person a deity.
但是在犹太人里面。
But for the Jews, this is not allowed.
上帝就是上帝。
God is God.
人是人。
A person is a person.
从尤其是在旧约里面。
And especially in the Old Testament.
所以耶稣本身也是旧约的传统的。
And Jesus had also been brought up in the tradition of the Old Testament.
这些犹太人整个旧约就是他们的信仰的。
And the whole Old Testament is the basis of the belief for the Jews.
所以他们不能够容忍耶稣说这样的话，跟容忍耶稣表达这样的事情。
And so they could not tolerate Jesus say such words and do such things.
但是耶稣还是坚持。
But Jesus persisted.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位。
Dear brothers and sisters here.
如果当年耶稣不坚持的话。
If Jesus had not insisted on this.
虽然是很困难，虽然是在当时根本很难讲得通，当时的人的观念里面、想法里面很难去听进去这样的东西。
Although it was very difficult at that time, he faced a lot of difficulties at that time, and people could not accept all this.
他还是坚持。
He still insisted.
如果他不坚持这么说，而且他如果不坚持继续这样子表达这个事情
，If he had not done so,
今天我们不可能对耶稣有正确的认识。
We could not have a right understanding of who Jesus is today.
但是因为他坚持，
but because he insisted,
他们就要对付他。
So they had to get rid of him.
我们再稍微多一点了解这个犹太人这方面的事情。
And when we try to understand the Jews further about this,
其实这些不是很复杂很深的什么神学的事情。
And this is not actually difficult theology.
你只要再回忆一下你小时候主日学都听过这些事情的。
And you might remember, in Sunday school class, these matters, these stories might have been brought up before.
我相信你认识摩西。
And I know, I believe that you know who is Moses.
你听过撒母耳。
Samuel.
你听过以利亚、以利沙。
Elijah, Elisha.
那么你还记得在这些人身上的一些所谓故事吗
？And you remember the stories, revolving around these people in the Bible?
当他们在以色列人当中的时候，
And when they were with the Israelites,
上帝借着他们做很多神迹。
Through them, God had created many miracles.
但是呢，犹太人都知道他们还是只是人而已。
But for the Jews, they knew that these people are just humans.
摩西举起那个杖的时候，那个水会分开。
When Moses raised his staff, the waters parted.
以利亚、以利沙也曾经叫过死的人复活。
Elijah and Elisha had also raised people from the dead.
但是你发现到说，这些人在整个犹太人的信仰传统里面，
but you realize that these people in the whole Jewish tradition and beliefs,
他们从来没有被提升 upgrade 啊，说他们是神。
They had never been upgraded to the status of God.
你找不到摩西庙。
There's no temple for Moses.
找不到撒母耳庙，找不到以利亚、以利沙庙。
Or for the other prophets.
但是如果它发生在我们呢，当这里
，But if it were to happen amongst us，
尤其是在我们福建人
，especially amongst Hokkiens，
它肯定有摩西庙、以利亚庙、以赛亚庙，包括三生庙，什么都有。
I'm sure that there will be many temples worshiping Moses, Elijah, Elia, and even Samson。
我们最多这种人就被当作神来供奉的事情，我们最多的。
And for us, this will be the in our tradition, there are many people who are。People, persons who are worshipped as God.
所以你就会很奇怪，你再小心读第五章的事情。
And so you'll be amazed when you carefully read chapter 5.
为什么耶稣使一个三十八年不能够动的人能够动了，他们不觉得很高兴，不觉得很惊讶。
Why is it that Jesus made a person who cannot be walking for 38 years and being able to walk and they were not amazed, they were not just shocked?
对我们来说，这个行神迹的应该就是很不一样的嘛，应该是很特别的。
And to us, a person who is able to do this must be very special.
对犹太人来讲 ，so what? 没什么。
To the Jews, this is nothing.
因为过去我们太多这种例子了。
Because in the past we've seen many such examples.
这个最多是表示说上帝借着你使到这个人好，不是因为你是本身很特别。
The most is because God allowed you through you made this person well, but not because you as a person is any special.
从这里你反而觉得说犹太人比较更加正确的看事情。
And from here we see the Jews actually has a certain positive, a right way of seeing God.
反而是我们很容易就把一个人把一种现象说哦这样子就叫做是神。
But it is us who actually frequently put this phenomenon and because through this phenomenon we put a person as the status of God.
所以呢，一些人就说，我们这些信神的人，就是很随便的，就是相信就是神了。
And some people may say, "Oh, you people who believe in God so easily, you believe anybody is God."
但是你回到这里，你看到不是的。
But you look here, it is not so.
犹太人没有这么就这么容易就相信耶稣跟上帝一样。
The Jews do not just put anybody, as the status of God.
反而他们说你乱讲，我们要除掉你，因为在我们的宗教信仰里面可以这样做的。
In contrast, he says you are blaspheming and we'll put you to death.
但是耶稣是跟上帝一样。
But Jesus is the same as God.
他不能够违背他自己。
He could not contradict himself.
他不能够把他是，他可以说好了，你们不喜欢，你们会威胁我，我就静静，或者是我就放弃。
He will not give up because of their threats, or the danger that of doing so.
如果耶稣是这样的话，像我们很多的时候，我们再坚持不下去，我们就放弃，或者我们就妥协。
Unlike us, frequently faced with these challenges, we might just withdraw or just give up.
那么我们发现到说，后来的人就不能够从这里真正得着这个真的东西，好的东西。
We discover that the people who come after us are not able to benefit what is right and what is good.
讲到这里，让我稍微打岔一下。
Let me just change the topic a bit.
我们想到过去有好多好多伟大的人，也可能是我们的亲人，也可能是你旁边的人，因着他们愿意付代价去坚持，使到我们今天我们得了很多的好处。
Remember the past, the great people amongst us, it could be the people we know or our relatives.Who have insisted on doing what is right, and we've benefited from their actions.
刚刚去世的这个南非的这个前总统曼德拉。
President Mandela from South Africa, who had just recently passed away.
那样的一种坚持，那样的方式，带来非洲南非的那种白人黑人的和解。
He was able to resolve the conflicts between the blacks and the whites and the racial prejudices in South Africa.
我们今天我们得到这么大的一个祝福。
And we receive such great blessings and benefit from his actions.
还有很多很多过去的历史的伟人。
And all the great people in history.
当然也有很多人坚持错的，结果呢，全世界的人都照样像希特勒。
But there are also people who have insisted on the wrong things, and then the whole world has suffered like Hitler.
他坚持他一套的这个理念，结果呢，全部人呢都受害。
He insisted on his way of thinking, and as a result, many people were harmed.
但是有很多时候，尤其是对的，是有永远的价值的东西，我不容易坚持。
But things that are right and have eternal value, it is often difficult to insist.
所以你看到说，这些宗教领袖不会因着耶稣行神迹而对耶稣说啊，反而就是说，你为什么在安息日做这样的事情
？So we see the Jewish leaders, they won't, just because Jesus had done some miracles, they won't say.Allow Jesus to see him as God.
因为守安息日是对上帝一个最根本跟最重要的一种的这个尊敬。
Because to obey and follow the Sabbath is the, at least a very basic recognition of following God.
而犹太人是对的，对上帝尊敬是比什么都更重要的。
And the Jews are right. Being obedient to God, respecting God is more important than anything else.
而你竟然呢叫这个人起来走破坏安息日。
And here you ask this person to walk and destroy the Sabbath.
我们要明白这些对耶稣不友善的犹太人，我们也要明白他们有他们对的一些的想法的。
And we have to understand, these people who are unfriendly to Jesus, they actually have their own, positive point of view.
这样我们才会更加感觉到耶稣真的是在一种两边都很困难的情况底下。
So that we can understand the conflict that Jesus is facing in making in saying what he does.
但是另外一方面，耶稣是安息日的主。
On the other hand, Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath.
所以他比安息日更大。
So it's higher than the Sabbath.
但是犹太人是不可能在那个时候了解跟看到这样的事情的。
But the Jews is not possible for them to understand this at that time.
所以守安息日是很重要的。
So to obey the Sabbath is very important.
但是同时，耶稣要告诉他们，我跟上帝一样是安息日的主，也是非常重要的。
At the same time, Jesus telling them that I'm the Lord of the Sabbath is also equally important.
你说你要怎么办
？So what are you to do?
所以其实我们可以跟耶稣讲说，反正这个人三十八年都不会动，明天星期一才叫他走，不是可以吗？
You say, well, this person has not been walking for 38 years, waiting one more day, you know, Monday, then we heal him. It's no difference.
同样有另外一件事情，有一个人的手枯干了很多年。
Another matter, a man who has a withered hand.
明拜一才来也是可以的，没有生命危险。
Wait another day, there will be no danger to your life.
但是如果耶稣不坚持，不用于这样的一个表达，他就是跟上帝一样的话。
But if Jesus were not to insist that he is on the same status as God,
这个是最重要的事情。
And this is the most important thing.
对我们是最根本才是最重要的事情。
To us is the most basic and most important thing.
耶稣如果不坚持表达跟最后使到我们能够有机会明白这最重要的事情的话，信耶稣根本没有什么意思了。
If Jesus had not insisted and to express this very important fact to his people, then it would mean nothing to believe in him.
耶稣是跟上帝一样。
That Jesus is on the same as God.
耶稣是跟上帝一样什么呢？是赐生命。
It's the same as God giving life.
跟是有审判。
Able to judge.
这两件事情，犹太人知道，只有上帝才有的。
These two things for the Jews only God can do.
他们不会把这两样事情呢，从人或者上帝之外的身上看到的。
They will not be able to see this.In other persons or humans apart from God.
所以耶稣要跟他们坚持，我是生命，我是赐生命。
And Jesus had to insist, I am the life, I give life.
两方面，我是生命，我也是赐生命。
I'm life and I give life.
也就是说，这个只有上帝是跟上帝能够做的，我也能够做。
These things that only God can do, I can also do.
因此呢，我才是可以是你们的生命的主。
And therefore, I can be the Lord of your life.
耶稣必须坚持。
And Jesus had to insist on this.
他也必须要表达出来。
And he had to express it.
当然，他也透过行动要证明出来。
And through his actions, he had to prove it.
所以你读约翰福音，你读到完的时候。
And when you finish reading the Gospel of John,
你就看到他说的、他做的，真的是符合的。
And what you discover that what he has said and what he has done, it gels together.
如果他没有说他是生命，
if he did not say that he is the life，
而如果他没有说他是赐生命，
and if he did not say that he is the one who gives life，
然后他叫人复活，
and he resurrects someone，
只是一个很奇怪的事而已，
just a miracle， something surprising， a miraculous，
你不用去把他当神来拜，
you do not have to treat him as a god，
可能这一点你一时啊，为什么牧师这样讲呢？
You might be shocked. Why does the pastor say this?
Take note, 回家再想一想。
Think about this when you go back.
我们一般上是想说，耶稣叫人复活就是要证明他是神。
In our mind, we think Jesus makes resurrects people so that to prove that he is God.
圣经没有这样讲。
This is not what the Bible says.
是我们的这种神的观念套上去解释的。
It's our thinking and our concept of God that we put this on him.
耶稣是不是神？
Whether Jesus is God?
如果他没有讲他是的话，
If he did not say that he is God,
不管他做了什么， no matter, 你就说归纳起来说他是，是我们自己讲的。
Regardless of what he has done, and we put it together, we say this is God.
但是你说他说是就是吗？
You say, well, he says he's God, that means he's God.
不，他不单只是有说。
No.He not only says he's God,
他也叫人复活。
He has also resurrected people.
上帝也叫他复活。
And Jesus, and God has resurrected him.
然后上帝说，这样的意思是要告诉你说他是生命。
And through this, God tells you that it is to show that He is life.
我们重新要习惯是上帝自己怎么说。
We have to get used to the fact this is what God Himself says.
而不是我们怎么想。
And it's not what we think should be the way.
所以他先说，然后有做。
And He says first, and then He has executed.
然后这个事情发生了，是要他说是这样的意思，不是我们想成的意思。
And when the things happen, it is to confirm and to prove again what He has said.
这个叫口供。
This means it's the testimony.
在法庭上就是这样的。
And this is the proof in the court.
然后你是不是你说的跟你做的是不是是一致的
？And whether what you say in the court and what you do, does it come together?
有一个新约学者叫 A.T. Lincoln， 他写一本书关于约翰福音，叫做《Jesus on Trial》。
A writer called Lincoln writes a book about Jesus on trial.
用整个耶稣好像在一个被审问的那种被 interrogate 被一直对质的一种情况底下说，到底你是谁？
Putting Jesus on the stand under interrogation to see who he is.
所以耶稣说，我是生命，我是赐生命，我跟父上帝一样。
Jesus says, I'm the life. I give life. I'm the same. I'm the same as God.
他们说你乱讲。
They say, no, this is rubbish.
但是他说你看我做什么
He says, look what I've done.
我做这个就是要跟你说明我说的是这个
All I've done is to prove that what I say is true.
而我说了我有做这样的是这样的意思
And this is what I've done, said, why does I prove my actions?
但是他们还是不接受
But they still could not accept this.
因为从来没有这样的情况的
Because this had never happened before.
你只是就是人而已。
You are just a person.
在我们犹太人的信仰传统里面
，in our Jewish tradition and beliefs，
就是再大的神迹发生在一个人身上，他还只是人而已。
No matter how great the miracle that is performed, that person is still a person.
我们知道是因为上帝在他身上透过他做出来的。
Because the miracles is because God has shown the miracles through this person，
而不是因为这个人是神。
Not because this person is God.
但是耶稣说。我跟上帝是一样的。
But Jesus says, I'm the same as God.
上帝，耶稣坚持。
And Jesus insists this is so.
而他因为这个坚持。
And because of this,
他被钉死在十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross.
然后我们看他在这个过程坚持的时候。
And we see that through this process,
这个是我要跟大家分享的第二方面。
And it's the second point I want to share with you.
很多时候我们在坚持我们对的东西跟该做的事情的时候。
Often when we insist on the things that we should do or rightly should do.
我们常常都没有办法做到最好的这个状况。
We often may not accomplish it to perfection.
我们或许会使到一些人不高兴，或者说甚至使到一些人受到这个侵犯，或者这个，甚至有些呢是伤害一些人。
We may not be able to fulfill the thing to perfection. There'll be people who might be offended or harmed along the way.
甚至尤其是在过去历史当中的一些政治人物。
And if you look in history and some of the political figures,
他们坚持一些对的东西的时候
，when they insist on something that is right.
有时候他们执行出来的时候还要流血的。
In the end, when they execute, the blood is still spilled.
但是你小心看耶稣。
But when you look carefully at Jesus,
他在他整个一生坚持他自己那一份真的这一部分的时候。
In his whole life, when he insists on who he really is,
他连一个人都没有伤害到。
He did not harm anyone.
他连一个对一个。别人或者是一个不压力不利都没有。
He didn't disadvantage anyone or harm anyone.
最后他自己是愿意被伤害。
In the end, he is the one who is harmed.
他甚至被误会、被讥笑，然后被置于死地。
And he was mocked, he was laughed at, and he was persecuted.
我想我们要深深的感谢我们的主。
And we really have to deeply thank our Lord.
我们真的是要。被我们的主这样的一种的生命 来感动
that we should be moved by our Lord's life
今天耶稣说他是上帝
Today Jesus says that he is God
不是上面这样压下来的
It is not something from the top pressing down
也不是一种 一种对我们是一种怎么样的一种伤害。
It is not something that intends to harm us.
也不是对我们是一种这个侵犯。
It's not something that invades us.
真的，我们重新想一想，耶稣真的是神吗？是上帝吗？是他自己所说的吗？
We think carefully whether Jesus is who he says he is, that he is God.
而这样的一位人，这样的一位
，and such a person，
他这样子的一种的坚持，这样的一种的这个生命的这个表现
，and such a life that persists in saying what he did。
希望在今年你的工作或者是你的很困难的情况要坚持的时候，成为你的力量，成为你的指导，成为你的指引。
And I hope that and wish for you that this year, when there are difficult situations where you have to insist on doing something that is right, this will be a guide for you and inspiration for you.
我已经讲过了，我不可能为大家提供一个全部人都可以用的一个很具体的一个方法。
I said at the beginning, I'm not able to provide a model that everyone can use to solve all your problems.
但是我希望你今年在做一种坚持的时候。
But I wish for you that this year, when there are situations when you have to persist in difficult situations.
耶稣这样一位的坚持，随时都成为你的亮光，随时都给你感动，随时都给你带来智慧。
That what Jesus had done will be a source of inspiration, light, and wisdom for you.
上帝为做使我们真能够认识他的缘故。
God to allow us to know who he is.
他都要坚持。
He had to insist.
而他坚持都要付出这么的代价。
And he had paid a high price for what he had done.
也许我们对坚持应该有一种不同的认识跟了解。
Perhaps we have a better understanding of what it means to persist in difficult situations.
所以，不管你今年你要对着你的丈夫坚持，对着你的妻子坚持，对着你的爸爸坚持，对着你儿女坚持一些什么，对着你的同事，让我们都能够从耶稣的坚持里面得到启发，得到鼓励，得到帮助。
And so this year, when you have to face either your spouse, children, or parents, or your colleagues or friends, and you have to insist on certain things in difficult situation, I pray that Jesus will be your inspiration and encouragement for you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们再一次深深的感谢你。就在我们人怎么样都无法真正去明白跟了解你的心意，甚至误会，甚至用我们自己的想法去误解你的时候，你仍然没有放弃。你真是为着我们的缘故，你真是因着爱我们，你还是坚持把你自己流露出来，你还是坚持你自己是谁。我们向你感谢，以及今天我们真知道你是我们的主，你是赐生命的主，你是生命的本身，你也是审判的主。因此我们知道，我们能够在你的面前有你这样一位主做我们的主，让我们的生活能够有秩序，有光，也能够有丰盛，不再是空虚黑暗混沌。我们向你感谢，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们。